Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women and is more deadly than all forms of cancer combined, which is amazing when you think of those statistics. Today, we're talking with Professor Chaim Dannenberg on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots, this is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome. My guest today is Professor Chaim Dannenberg. He is the head of Interventional Cardiology Unit in the Department of Cardiology at Hadassah Medical Organization, and he's the chairman of the Israeli Working Group for Interventional Cardiology. Welcome, Professor. I'm so glad that you could join us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Hadassah Medical Organization.
Well, I can't even remember how I came to Hadassah since I'm in Hadassah actually forever. I started medical school here in Hadassah when I was 17 years old, before my military service. And then after completing military service as a physician, got back to Hadassah, did my internship, residency in medicine, then cardiology, interventional cardiology. And actually, other than 3 years in MIT in Boston, Actually, all my career is here in Hadassah. After doing my fellowship in cardiology, I continued to interventional cardiology, and I'm running this wonderful operation of interventional cardiology in Hadassah for almost 10 years now.
Wow, what a resume. So tell us a little bit, because you've mentioned interventional cardiology. Not everybody knows what that is, Professor. What is an interventional cardiologist, and how is that different from, say, a cardiothoracic surgeon or a cardiologist?
Well, interventional cardiology, I think it's the hottest frontier in cardiology or cardiovascular medicine. We're the ones that are doing procedures within the heart without actually opening the chest or cracking the chest, but rather in a minimally invasive procedures. We're doing the coronary angiographies, and whenever there is a need, whenever there is a blockage or clotting in a coronary artery, which brings to a heart attack or angina, we intervene. We can open the arteries, these very small vessels, with balloons, with stents, and bringing a cure to the heart. And in the last couple of years, we're part of the revolution in which we're treating not only coronary disease, but structural heart disease. We replace valves, heart valves, without opening up the chest, without surgery, actually without even anesthesia. We treat leaking valves. We close holes within the heart. There is a lot to do in intervention cardiology. And yet our daily practice is actually day and night treating patients with heart attacks. Here the procedure, we need to intervene in an immediate manner. Patients with heart attack are brought directly to our cath labs, and we are the ones who open the closed arteries.
Isn't that fascinating? What an exciting time to be in your field. As you said, it's so innovative. For some of our listeners who may not have heard of the new and exciting Irma and Paul Milstein Center at Hadassah Hospital, you have some of the most advanced cardiac intensive care units in Israel. Tell us about that.
We have, I think, the most advanced, not in Israel, but worldwide. Very few centers can now compare with what we have here in Hadassah, not in the intensive care unit and definitely not in our wonderful, spacious, state-of-the-art, very, very modern cath labs here in Hadassah. I was fortunate, and I'm still fortunate, to travel around the world and teach new procedures worldwide, including in the U.S., and very seldom I reach places that look even close to what we have here in Hadassah now. And having such a nice, as I said, modern, state-of-the-art cath labs allows you to give your patients, I think, the best therapy ever. It's not only about the infrastructure, it's mainly about the manpower, and we've got an excellent team here, but combining the wonderful manpower, the wonderful medical and paramedical team here in Hadassah with the outstanding infrastructure that we have, it's a winning solution.
Well, you mentioned a little bit before about the time factor involved if someone is suffering from a cardiac event. And I've also heard that Hadassah has one of the lowest times of getting a patient into the cath lab to prevent death from heart attack. Speak about that. And while you're doing that, tell us about the hybrid cath lab and what that means for patients and physicians.
Okay. So as for time from arrival to opening up the closed or clogged artery. In heart attack, time matters. When you delay treatment, when you delay therapy, which in this case is bringing the patient to the cath lab and treating the clogged arteries, time matters. Any delay costs the patient in muscle, in myocardial tissue, with the morbidity and mortality associated with it. And therefore, our goal for many years is to try and shorten this time period to the shortest possible. We changed our practice years ago. Patients that arrive with a heart attack don't go through the emergency room anymore. The EMS, Magen David here, the ambulances, call our physicians immediately whenever they reach a patient with a heart attack straight from the patient home. And we activate our system so whenever a patient with a heart attack arrives at the hospital, they come straight to the cath lab. The team is ready, and the procedure is done in the fastest and swiftest manner possible. And indeed, we're proud to win year after year in the shortest time to therapy. And this correlates directly with very low death rate from heart attack that we do see here in Hadassah. As for your other question, the hybrid room, having a hybrid room allows you to do the most sophisticated and modern procedures that combine every once in a while surgery or minimal surgery with what we do in interventional cardiology. We are a center of excellence in doing first-in-man trials. Check, Israel is a startup nation, so many Israeli startups, and we are the ones that actually brings to practice the very new and modern devices, and this can be done only in hybrid rooms like the ones that we have here in Hadassah.
When people hear the word catheterization, they don't really know what that is. Is this something that is mostly curative, as you say, in the case of a cardiac event or heart attack, or can they also be diagnostic? What can you reveal with catheterization? And tell us a little bit about some of the exciting biplane technology system that you use that can provide three-dimensional imaging of the heart from two cameras at the same time. That is just amazing.
Well, the procedure is very often a diagnostic one. About almost 50% of our procedures are diagnostic. Every procedure starts with a diagnostic phase, and based on the results, based on the information that we get in the diagnostic phase, we reach a decision whether we need to proceed to intervention. So, and the whole procedure is done via a tiny puncture, either in the radial artery or very seldom now in the groin. We bring tiny catheters, those very tiny, kind of 1.5-2 millimeters catheters to the heart, inject and reach diagnosis regarding the coronary artery vasculature. The the equipment that we have here, including the biplane, allows us to do procedures in a very accurate manner. The resolution is outstanding. We can do procedures with minute amounts of contrast media, which have its adverse events, or in some patients, we need to be very frugal to save in the contrast, and this can be done with the equipment, the imaging equipment, including the biplane that we have here in our cath lab.
Are there any new research projects that you're working on related to heart disease that you can speak about briefly?
There are many projects that we are involved with. A lot of new devices to shorten procedural time, to improve outcome, to improve safety. But I would like to share with you a project that we do currently, which is actually trying to learn what's important to our patients. Kind of the wisdom of the crowds of our patients. And based on this, improve the therapy that we provide to our patients. And this is a fascinating. We learn that it's not always what we think as physicians, but patients' wish is very important. And when you try to provide your patients with what they seek, of course, in a very safe and effective manner, it definitely improves their satisfaction, and they go out with a big smile. Even sick patients do enjoy the therapy here when you try to provide it according to what they ask for.
What a great model of care, Professor. And certainly as patients, we need to be our own best health advocates. We're learning that more and more. And women and heart disease and recognizing our symptoms, it's all coming together truly. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think is important for our listeners to know about in regards to heart disease and what you're doing there in Israel and how really ongoing and comprehensive this field of study is?
We live in an exciting period. There is so much research and development. Things are changing, and for the good. Yet, I think what's very important from a patient point of view is how to refrain from becoming a patient. And this is keep the optimal lifestyle. And we all know what is an optimal lifestyle. Eat less, exercise more, don't smoke, treat all your risk factors, whether it's hypertension, dyslipidemia, diabetes, live right and refrain from getting to our hands. And I think this is the best advice that I can provide to everybody, physicians and patients as well. And one more thing, Happy Purim. It's a holiday here in Israel. So to you, Melanie, and the listeners, Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to you too as well, Professor. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing your expertise and explaining to us about really, what an exciting time this is in interventional cardiology. As you say, what a burgeoning field. And you've explained everything so well to us. Thank you again for joining us. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit hadassah.org. Or to hear more unbelievable episodes in this podcast series, please visit hadassah.org/podcasts. That's hadassah.org/podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for tuning in.